from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Following a 31-17 victory over the Arizona Cardinals, along with Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mike McCarthy, congratulations. Four wins in a row. Got to feel good.
Feels good. It's where you want to be, you know, after the, you know, the 2-2 start in the first quarter. So, you know, we are able to get over that hump there in Indianapolis, and now we've got four in a row. So it's definitely something to build off of as we go into the bye.
Mike, the running game has gotten a lot of heat, but 176 yards against the Cardinals, 4.5 average, and you had to shuffle the line midway through the game. So is it looking better, the two-headed monster? Is that what helped?
I don't know. I'm not avoiding your question here, but it's just, you know, I've done a lot of media today. I just wonder, do they teach you that in journalism school? You have to ask the negative before the positive.
It was the positive before the negative. There you go.
Well, that's not the way I heard it. I say it really gets old, but it's I'm kidding. But
yeah, I know
I mean that's where you want to be running the football. I thought we had excellent balance throughout the game. You know, just the one thing that we needed, the three in the second half are, you know, the things that we're kind of kicking ourselves as a coaching staff, because we had an injury, or actually two injuries in a game that took us out of all of our short yardage and goal line package, and that's never happened to us before. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn from that. But other than that, I was very pleased with the rushing attack.
You know, when you look at where you are and the injuries you've had, the situation in Seattle that you've had, and all these things going on, you're got to be pretty much where you hoped you'd be at this stage of the game. You're right in the thick of it, right in the thick of the race in the NFC. I know you'd like to be perfect, but
yeah,
nonetheless.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's important to go about it and try to win them all, and I think you're ever satisfied when it doesn't happen. But, you know, you are what your record is. You know, there's a reason why we're 6-3. It's very important for us to stay in tune with the things that we need to do a better job of. I do see an improving football team. I see a football team that gives me a lot of excitement, because I knew there's going to be growth throughout the season, but just with the extra challenges and the ability to overcome adversity, I think those are extra feathers in your cap that we can use as we get into all these division games.
Mike, do you feel like pressuring the quarterback is back to 2010 level? I know Clay Matthews, a lot of the focus is going to be on him, but you had Mike Neal with a sack, Mike Daniels with a sack, Desmond Moses got after the quarterback and obviously tipped the ball out of his hand. It just seems like pressure is coming from multiple areas this year.
Well, I think it's very important. Everybody says, well, you know, Clay Matthews is a playmaker. So, you know, how many playmakers do you have? I mean, football is the ultimate team game. Everybody has to make a play. And I think the true credit to our defense is the ability to get sacks in first and second down. We're generating pressure and sacks in first and second down out of base defense, and we haven't had that. So that's a real credit to our defensive line, the ability to play in a flat stance and get out of and transition rush, the ability for the outside linebackers to be very consistent. I think you're seeing Eric Walton, you know, put another excellent performance against the Arizona Cardinals. He was actually the game ball winner on our defense. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, is everybody's is improving, and we're improving as a defense, particularly the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, no question. Every week, 93 shows up, Eric Walton. You see him out there, and he really does show up. The thing I really like, Mike, and I've often believed this about defense, it starts with stopping the run. And
absolutely,
I think in the last 4 weeks, you guys have done a heck of a job of that. I believe you're holding your opponents to 3.6 yards a carry, 78 yards a game. It's been very good run defense, and especially early in the ball game.
Well, I mean, you can spin statistics, and just like I'm going through right now, the last 5 weeks, I think we're number one in the league, you know, as far as rushing. But to me, that tells us where we were at the beginning in the building, because we knew there was targets that we needed to hit, and we definitely are doing a much better job of stopping the run and making teams one-dimensional. Now, just like in the Arizona game, when we do that, accomplish that, we've been so good at getting our hands on the balls. We got our fingertips on them right now. We got to stay in after it. We're close and start getting the ball, taking the ball away from the opposing offenses.
Mike, you're 6-3 at the bye week, the unofficial halfway point of the season. You've overcome adversity. You've overcome injury. Do you feel like your team is on an uptick and you're ready for that stretch run?
Well, I definitely feel like we're on an uptake, but we have more challenges ahead of us. Division football is different. You know, the drive for the division championship is definitely going to be right in front of us, and it starts in Detroit. So just the fact you're playing five division games in 7 weeks, That's something different. I've never experienced it, and I don't think anybody has ever been through this. And with that, the physical challenge is something I think people don't realize. And that's why it's important for us to get healthy, because we got a bunch of tough, hard-nosed type football games coming at us week to week.
People you know, and they know you. That's a whole different game, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's important for them not to know you on that day. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
You have to – there's so much that goes in planning for the first game, because you spend the whole off season planning for your division opponents. Now, on top of that, you don't play them until week 10. So now you have 10 weeks of different information, because every team's different. Every year's different. They may go in a different direction in certain situations. So you got to make sure you're on top of that. And then flip it over, in 3 weeks you're playing again. So that's the real challenge. That's why division games are so important, because the challenge is definitely heightened, whether it's scheme, whether it's the physicalness, the ability that everybody knows each other, everybody knows their tendencies. And they're the best games. They're the funnest games to compete in. Absolutely.
No question about it. Okay, stay tuned. We've got a hero coming up from the Arizona game after this timeout. It's a pleasure to have with us one of the heroes of this season, of the first half of this season, for sure. He scored three big touchdowns. He scored a huge touchdown in the game against the Arizona Cardinals. Tom Crabtree, great to have you here, Tom. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
72-yard touchdown reception. Okay, for a non-drafted player out of Miami of Ohio, I mean, you've come a long way. You've got to be surprised just how far you got in this game.
You know, it's all a product of just working hard and showing up every day, doing your job, and it pays off.
So. Yeah, it certainly does. You started, you and I were talking, your first exposure to the NFL, undrafted, out of college, you had a shot with the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Right, yeah, I was on their practice squad for a little bit, and then they released me, and I was blessed to be picked up here not too long after.
Yeah, it's that late 2009.
Right.
And then you made the team in 2010. And Mike McCarthy, he made a Super Bowl team in 2010 as a free agent. That says a lot for this man's ability and character.
Well, I think Tom said it best. I mean, he shows up every day. He's the same guy every day. He's a hard worker. Gives us a lot of flexibility. Has an excellent skill set as far as a number of different things he can do. Smart player, tough player, disciplined player. And that's what we're looking for.
You know, I would ask Tom this question, except that I know what his answer would be. Of course I could catch 72-yard touchdown passes if they just give me a chance. But, Mike, when you first got Tom Crabtree, he's playing a lot of special teams. When he's in there at tight end, he's blocking and doing a lot of the dirty work. Did you envision that he would be a guy you'd spring for some of these big gains?
Absolutely. I think the biggest part is he does the dirty work. You know, he does all the little things, whether it's, run blocking or pass protection, that puts him in position to set up that play action pass. So really that play was made, probably 20 plays before, just for a number of times as he leads up in there as a lead blocker on a number of our runs.
You know, the first touchdown, you remember your first touchdown?
Oh, in Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the playoff game.
Of course I remember that.
But when I saw number 83 catch that ball, I said, oh, my gosh, who is 83 for a minute there?
A lot of people. Kidding. I think I had family wondering, who is that?
Who is that?
Yeah. Oh, that's Tom.
Yeah. Oh, that had to be a thrill.
Yeah, absolutely. To get your first, career touchdown, it's in such a big moment, a big game, and kind of obviously what that team did through that run in the playoffs, it was a cool way to start it off.
No, it was well-deserved. Lance Allen is standing by with some questions from the crowd. Lance?
All right, thank you very much, Wayne. And first up, we have Travis, who has a question for Tom.
Tom, I noticed you've got several tats. I was wondering, when you guys won Super Bowl 45, did you get a tat of the Lombardi Trophy? And if not, what's your favorite tat?
That's a good question. No, I actually, surprisingly, I did not get a tattoo of the Lombardi Trophy. I don't know. It was just something I never really thought to do. I know a couple guys on the team have done that. But probably my favorite tattoo I've got, on my inner arm here. I've got a pretty cool kind of picture with the American flag in the background. I've also got, if I don't mention this, I'll be in trouble. I've got my wife's name on my chest. So that's my favorite one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Very good answer, Tom. Yeah. I know that from experience. All right. Janet has a question for the coach.
Hi, Coach. My question is, Mason Crosby has been really consistent every year. What can you have him improve on this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is anytime you look at a particular skill position, one that handles the football, whether it's punting, kicking, or throwing, you got to really stay true to the fundamentals in whether you're stroking the football or kicking the football. You know, the one kick that Mason did not hit yesterday, you know, he actually kicked the ball very well. And it's just, you can't overreact to misses because there are other elements involved. So he just needs to, and what he's going to do is just stay true to his fundamentals. He's a very talented kicker, and I'm not concerned about the couple of misses he's had. But, and I'll say right now, he's getting ready to go on a run. You heard it here first. So now Mason's an excellent kicker. He's very talented, very disciplined, and those kicks will go through the uprights.
And Sandy has the final question for Tom.
Hi, Tom. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So what do you plan on doing on your downtime, the bye week? And
Nothing special. I'm not getting out of town or anything. I'll be in Green Bay and probably spend time with my family. That's number one priority for me this week. You know, we spend a lot of time at the stadium throughout the season, and I've got two little ones at home, so it'll be nice to spend some time with them.
Tom is a big Foo Fighters fan, so he's probably going to listen to some of that music as well. All right, next up, Tom and Wayne on the Telestrator. That 72-yard touchdown, that's coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show.
And the snap to Rodgers, fakes the handoff to Green, looks downfield, throws over the middle. He's got Crabtree ahead of the field to the 40. It's the Trevor going all the way to the house. A touchdown! 72 yards!
Time to go inside the playbook on the Mike McCarthy Show. Tom Crabtree, I think, you know, first off, you've scored on touchdowns of 28 yards off a fake field goal, 48-yard touchdown, and now 72-yarder. But this was kind of important in this ballgame. Let's talk about the situation first, folks, and that is, it's a 7-point ball game. Last play, third quarter. Cardinals have some momentum. You guys have kind of sleepwalked through this third quarter. This is a huge play, and we'll tell you why afterward. But let's draw it up. Where are you right here? Are you at this point right here, right?
Yeah, that's me right there.
Okay, and now as we roll the play a little bit here, you're going to be moving into the offensive backfield. Go ahead, stop it right there. This is you right here. Now, to me, it looks like you're going to stay in and protect.
Right. Yeah, that's my first thought on this play is to kind of help sell the run. I'm going to step up with the run fake. And at the same time, my eyes are on this linebacker right here. If he comes, I got to pick him up and stay in protection. So there's a chance I don't even get out in my route on this play.
Let's take a look at that play. Roll a little bit right here, and we'll have you stop it pretty quick. But watch this now. There's the step up. Okay, stop it right there. This linebacker right here is who you read. If he had come in this right here, you would have had to stay in, but you saw right away that he did not, right?
Yeah, I could tell he stepped up a little bit, but I could tell that was him just respecting the run more than anything and kind of reacting to the fake. So I knew he wasn't blitzing, and at that point I could kind of tell, you know, it was go time.
Well, so that's Darrell Washington, the linebacker you're reading. Go ahead and roll the play now. Did you expect it to pop this wide open? Look at this.
You know, I honestly, you know, it the way the play started to develop, I had a feeling it really could work out that way, and obviously it did. Aaron with a great pass there, and it worked out.
Let's take a look at it from the end zone view right here. And again, this is the linebacker you're keying on right there. This is Paris Lennon, who's going to come over and help out after you make your break. But you're reading this linebacker, right?
Yeah, so if he blitzes, like I said, I'm staying in.
Go ahead and roll
in protection. And then we've got, you know, obviously our other guys are out in their routes, even if I stay in.
So he doesn't come.
Yeah.
You take off. You split the two linebackers right there.
Yeah, and at this point I knew they had a too high safety look. Middle of the field was wide open. I just had to beat this guy over the top. And then Aaron just kind of put it right over him.
This is Paris Lennon, a former Packer. Go ahead and roll the play. This thing opens up like the Red Sea for Moses, and you've got the staff in your hand right now.
Yeah, and right about there,
you're
I'm
gassed.
Exhausted. Yeah. So, yeah, I was pretty tired after
Well,
that.
Congratulations. What a way to celebrate your 27th birthday with a 72-yard touchdown.
Not bad. Thank you.
Tom Crabtree. Inside the playbook. Stay tuned. Shoutouts are coming up next.
Rodgers takes the snap. Quick throw on the slant. He's got Randall Cobb pinball in his leg. Spinning end zone. Touchdown.
All right, time for Lance Allen's favorite part of the Mike McCarthy Show. Shout out. Sorry, Lance. I'm going to give you a shout out. Randall Cobb. What do you think? Talk about a complete ball game.
Mr. Versatile.
Mr. Versatility. 3 receptions, 37 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I think he did a great job, but you were telling us, Mike, that you disagreed a little bit this week. You gave the game ball to somebody else.
Well, we gave our offensive game ball to Marshall Newhouse because Randall got it on special teams. So, you know, we try to spread the wealth. But Marshall Newhouse played extremely well on offense. Felt it was his best game of the year.
All right, defensively, I'm happy because this week I agree with the coach. It doesn't happen very often, but Eric Walden, 2 tackles, an interception, 3 quarterback hits. It seems like we talk about him every week, but this week really, really played well.
I mean, definitely. I mean, just statistics alone, talking about the impact plays that he's making, but he's graded out very high. Really didn't have any negatives as far as the technical part of a game, which is very unusual, definitely for an outside linebacker.
Speaking about outside linebackers, I thought Moses went in and did a nice job after Clay Matthews went down. Did it show on the tape?
Absolutely. Doesn't play very well. Another good young player. Played very well also on special teams.
All right, let's talk about an unsung hero. Ryan Taylor, you know, we see him every week. He's in the blocking schemes. He's in a special teams. He is an outstanding special teams player. We had him for our unsung hero there. What
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about Tom Crabtree and doing the dirty work. This guy does the filthy work. You know, he's awesome. I mean, he's just the way he goes about it. He's in there mixing it up on every play.
Well, that hit that he had on the opening or on the first punt return that Randall Cobb had, my word. I mean, he laid the lumber on that thing.
No doubt. I mean, that's the way you want to see your guys play football.
And, you know, he can play a more expanded role. I told him I'd talk to you about that on the offense coach. He's got skills.
Well, it's on camera. You did your job. Absolutely. No, he's a young ascending player, no doubt about it.
All right, and on Twitter, we solicited your opinions. You can always hit us up on hashtag McCarthy Show. This week, Mike, it is the fans' choice, the James Jones catch, and I think you'll agree, 28 yards, went over the top of the defender. What a spectacular catch.
I mean, it's a great play, clearly, and I think it shows the confidence that Aaron Rodgers has in him in one-on-one coverage that, you know, he puts the ball out there, James, and go get it. So, great catch. Big play in the game.
Outstanding. No question about it. And he's one of the most improved players you've got on your football team.
Well, this is clearly he's playing his best football as a Green Bay Packer, and I couldn't be more happy for him because, I mean, he's someone that's really fought and grinded for opportunities in the past, and now that he's getting starter opportunity, he's definitely taking full advantage of it.
And this year so far, Mike, I mean, I know he's graded out extremely well, but I think Stats Inc. says he doesn't have a drop as well. I mean, he's really improved his hands and improved, I think, his overall game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you look for. You know, we talk about taking care of the football, ball security, catching the football, yards after the catch, and the fact that you say he hasn't dropped one all year. I mean, let's keep it up. James is playing extremely well.
All right, we'll be back with the last segment of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up right after this.
Wrapping up the Mike McCarthy Show as we head toward the bye week. Coach, some injuries yesterday. Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, Brian Bulaga. Can you give us kind of an update going into the bye week on these guys?
Well, you know, the early diagnosis for Clay, it might be a couple weeks. Brian Bulaga, we're actually still gathering information, and I'm hopeful Jordy will be able to go against Detroit.
You guys obviously are going to have a little bit of rest time, but 7 games when you come back, 6 in the NFC, 5 in the division. It's a pretty crucial stretch run.
It's the most important stretch. I mean, the division games are the most important. You know, the first goal we always talk about is winning the division championship, so that'll be right in front of us, and that'll be our approach.
All right, and Mike, really quick, just your schedule, your coach's schedule, how are you guys working? Do you get a few days off during the
week? Yeah, we're going to take some time off during the week. You know, really, my focus is family, self-scout, and Detroit. So that's what I'm looking at.
In that order.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a big priority on number one, that's for sure.
And the players got a full week off. How much time do you get off?
A couple days, family, self-scout, Detroit.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Coach, congratulations. Right, 4 wins in a row. Way to go to the bye week, 6-3. And that'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show this week. We'll be back next week with a bye week edition and get set for the Detroit Lions. Join us then. Have a good week, everybody.